The video game industry has been accused of implementing gambling mechanics into their games to hook players and make more money from them. Gamers are now protesting with their wallets and speaking out against the shady strategies. Last Friday, the latest Star Wars game, Battlefront 2, was released around the world, and there has been a storm of criticism against it. Many gamers have even cancelled their pre-orders of the game as a form of protest against the publisher, EA Electronic Arts. Some of the backlash towards Star Wars Battlefront 2 is centred around loot crates, which is the game's reward and progression system. A number of new games have loot crate systems. Players buy loot crates with either their in-game currency or real money. They then open the loot crates, which unlock powerful virtual upgrades or valuable cosmetic items.
The problem with them is that you purchase something, but you don't know what you're purchasing. So it's a randomised reward that you're getting.
Stephen Dupont is the founding director of the Institute of Games, an organisation dedicated to minimising the risks that come with gaming while fostering its development in Australia. One of those risks is video game addiction.
For example, if you press a button and you would get rewarded for pressing a button every time, then that would be less addictive than when you press a button and you only get rewarded some of the time, because then you keep pressing it, waiting for the next reward. So that is definitely something that hooks gamers and keeps them engaged to the game.
Players don't have to buy loot crates, but those who don't are at a disadvantage to those who do buy them. Stephen Dupont explains that the anger against EA and the new Star Wars game stems from this pay-to-win loot crate system.
If you use loot boxes to increase your skill within the game, or the power that you have within the game, then effectively you're paying to win. So you're paying to get a better character and you'll be more successful in the games. And the other reason is that people don't know what they're buying. So it's a randomized schedule and people don't know how much money they will have to spend on the game to have a full enjoyment of the game. So it's a bit deceiving, and it's been happening more and more. And I think the backlash really comes from gamers that had enough of that. They don't like that mechanism of monetizing the game.
EA has since removed the ability to buy loot crates with real money in Battlefront 2, but they are saying this is only a temporary measure. It raises concerns of how mechanics from the gambling industry, such as random rewards, are being incorporated into video games. Game developers are under pressure to make more and more revenue from their games as the cost of making them increases. Some video games have budgets as big as Hollywood movies. The revenue made from the initial sale of games is no longer enough to make a profit, and developers are looking towards microtransactions to meet revenue demands. Video games have been going down this path since mobile gaming has become popular, where games cost only a dollar to buy and therefore need another revenue stream to supplement them. Mobile games such as Angry Birds, Clash of Clans, and Candy Crush all rely on microtransactions to make a profit. Stephen Dupont explains how microtransactions are part of the pay-to-win problem.
What happens if you include microtransactions to get better in the game, so you can pay to get more skills or you can pay to win, that really makes the game unfair, because someone with deep pockets will be a better player within the game. And, you know, it can be seen as unfair, and we should try and avoid it. You know, we should try and keep gaming as a fun, safe piece of entertainment. And so paying to win, I guess, it's not the right place to be.
Should we be worried about gambling in video games?
We should be concerned, but just like with anything else, there are risks to most forms of entertainment. So, you know, the presence of a risk isn't a good reason to completely eliminate the whole form of entertainment. It just, we need, as policymakers, as the industry, as parents, as a community in general, we just need to be aware of the risks, and we need to put, I guess, a risk management plan in place. And at the moment, gambling in video games lacks that sort of way on how do we manage this risk, what awareness do we need to make, what are young gamers, what do they need to know, how can they identify gambling within video games, and all those kind of things. And that is that's the piece of work that we are doing, and hopefully can do a bit more of.
Stephen Dupont, Founding Director of the Institute of Games, ending that report.